The floor is open also for the online participants or in the room. Is any comment? So I think that we all agree that we have basically the first two different user groups. One is the commuters or the everyday cyclists, those who are cycling for their mobility issues, and then was the second one that are leisure cyclists, that are tourists, that are sports cyclists, that are as a family cyclists. And under the bicycle needs canvas from the Netherlands, this could be, I think, quite well, I'll say, categorized in that parameter. Was definitely they are adding those two new group category courier cyclists that demands more space, and we always have to think the vulnerable cyclists. In our case, I always explaining how to consider safety. If you would put your 11 or 12 year old kid on that infrastructure, that is something that you will assess as a safe, I think. And this is really hard to put into the parameters, I think. But this every parents know how to define that. It's really easy when it's going about your kid, about your children. And on the other side, I always say this is also the elderly, handicapped who are cycling with the support of their help. They're definitely the special groups that have to be considered in our grouping of the users. So, is there any comment and how to that we define two groups, is commuters and leisure cyclists? I think can we use this vocabulary? Is there any, or leisure cycling, or